Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast recap of the week. This is Dan Butler, and I am going to be joined by Andrea Townsley and Nick Duffy tonight as we recap the weekly Iowa educational chat hosted on Twitter. Tonight, we are going to point you in the direction of the archive to continue the conversation and reflection. You can find tonight's Twitter chat archive at tinyurl.com/IAEdChatApril29. Our topic this evening was the interview season, as soon we will be interviewing candidates for various positions, or maybe some of that work has already started. We discussed various interview questions and what makes for a solid interview process. We really enjoyed the exchange on Twitter, and we'll highlight a few of the big takeaways from the chat in the next couple of minutes. It is now time for me to hand off the microphone to Andrea Townsley, who is going to highlight a few of her thoughts from tonight's exchange.
Thanks, Dan. I'm going to go right into question one for Ed Chat tonight on the interview process, where we asked, we are approaching or are in the middle of interview season in some instances. What advice do you have for someone going through the interview process? And Megan Blakely responded by saying, number one, be yourself and answer authentically. Number two, research the school or position you're applying for. And three, do some practice questions with a friend so you can get used to the question answer format. And I think Megan brings up some great points. Being yourself is a given in interviews. It'll all come out in the long run if you try to be someone that you're not. So make sure that you're always being yourself, and that will come out in a conversation throughout an interview. Also, doing some front work before the interview is going to help you ask the right questions and show that you're also invested in this position and you've taken time to get to know the system that you're applying for. And finally, practicing with a variety of questions has proven to be a great way to prep for interviews. This transcript is going to be plumb full of quality questions, so hopefully some of you are able to take advantage of this. And then question two, I'm just going to hop over to one of the answers there. We asked, what suggestions do you have for administrators and interview teams who will be conducting interviews this spring? And Tom Martinell says, most importantly, your goal should be that every candidate leaves your interview telling people what a great experience they've had, even if they didn't get the job. And Tom, you are so spot on. It's about that culture and the climate that the interview team and the school atmosphere presents of itself. Even if the job isn't in the cards for the interviewee, it should still have been a positive experience they will grow and learn from and can appreciate the time that they spent preparing for that. So I'm going to go ahead now and turn it over to Nick Duffy for his thoughts on tonight's chat.
Thanks, Andrea. Looking at question five, which asked, what are your favorite interview questions to address the issue of teamwork and collaboration? You know, we know educators are not in silos any longer. You really can't just close your classroom door and do whatever you want. So as far as interviews go, it's really important for an administrator or a panel to hear about one's ability to collaborate effectively. So CJ Kane provided this interview question. Effective teacher collaboration goes beyond friendly cooperation and the informal exchange of ideas and information. What must effective teacher collaboration include? This question hits an important tone that if we're going to be realistic, there are some non-negotiables in collaboration. Asking this question prompts a candidate to tell us what they want in a collaborative relationship. What do they seek from those they work with? And how might they contribute to that team's functionality? Dale Chu asked, tell me about a time you had to work with a team and the task was unsuccessful. What happened and why? I think it's critical that we acknowledge that collaboration is a gift that we sometimes forget to appreciate. When we fail to collaborate well or work effectively as a team, there needs to be reflection. And I think this question really prompts a candidate for a job to be honest about something that didn't work, but then really reflect and help an interview team see their thought process. A candidate who says, you know, well, we just had a difference of opinion. okay, that answers the question, but that doesn't help me see how you are thinking or will work to limit unsuccessful teaming in the future. So in short, we know how valuable collaboration and teamwork are, and we had so many great questions shared tonight on Iowa Ed Chat. So be sure to page back through the transcript because there is some great stuff out there to steal. I know I will. Here's Dan to tie up our reflections on interview season.
Thank you very much, Andrea, Nick, and company for your thoughts, reflections, and takeaways. Question 3 generated some excellent responses, and it caused me to reflect as well. We asked in question 3, what are your favorite interview questions to address the topic of classroom climate or relationships? Dr. Todd Schmidt kicked us off and he said, take me through your agenda or activities for the first day of school with your students. I want to know if they focus first on rules or relationships. Hashtag no rules on the first day. Kevin Tao chimed in and said, tell me about a class culture you struggled with and how you approached shifting it. And then Tom Martellone jumped in and concluded with, why do you think some schools are successful and some schools are not? I would hope that they would mention foundations as the basis for all learning. So here's my take on this question. Whatever interview question you ask in the area of culture and climate or relationships, you're going to want to look for responses that are not only where this candidate is going to fit your culture, but also a candidate with their response that they are going to push that culture or enhance it, enrich what you are already doing, and have the opportunity to make you better. I want to thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We certainly appreciate it. Tonight's Twitter chat archive can once again be found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat April 29. We will be back next week with another great topic and another great Twitter chat. In the meantime, you can check out our website to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. That site is found at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. Please subscribe to this podcast on Podomatic or on iTunes. We look forward to connecting with you on these platforms, and we look forward to connecting with you next week. Until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.